This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Continue on with more. What's on your mind? Caleb and Tioga, Sherry and Bismarck are waiting to chat on this Friday. We love that. Let's chat. Call us at 800-228-0550. Is that on your speed dial? I hope so. Text me at 701-367-2054. Or Todd, the radio god Mitchell, 701-226-8503. Todd's going to leave us for a couple days next week. I guess, was this retaliation for the fact that I was off the air for a couple days this week? Todd, is that why you're going to do this? It's your turn?
Oh, right. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
And then next week, Kevin can take a couple days. And,
yeah, exactly right.
And then we'll just take turns. We only work three-day weeks here. It's hard work.
I'm looking forward to an actual vacation.
Sorry, you missed out on the grits yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that. Todd sent you guys grits.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Fantastic. Thanks again, bro.
Wow.
Hey, you're welcome, man.
It's viral on Facebook. It's unbelievable.
Well, we're trying to get other people to do it. Nobody would do it. So I figured, well, I can do it. I'll do it.
What's funny is that for me, you know, when we went to culinary, I went to culinary school years ago, and that was grits is polenta, is what we always called it. It's polenta. It's, you know, cornmeal and whatever. And as soon as I had grits, I'm like, this is polenta. No, it's grits. Okay. Tastes just like polenta.
Neither.
Same thing. Neither name.
Neither one sound very, you know, very, very good to me.
Oh, you'd like it.
Look at this woman on NBC. Why do we have MSNBC on? Is somebody trying to tweak me?
What the heck?
Fuck me right now.
Fox hasn't gone far enough left for you. You need to go all the way there.
Anyway, it's a reporter, NBC News, and she's in front of some emergency room in South Carolina, and she has a mask on that's bigger than her face. The mask bigger than
and
her face.
And the second the cameras are off, so is the mask. You know it.
It might be the same. You know, again, who are you protecting? You're outside. I just don't get it. I, you know, as far as masks go, look, if you want to wear a mask, fantastic. Good for you. If I feel in any way that I'm putting somebody else in harm's way, that I'll put one on as well. You know, a church is one example where you walk in till you get to the pew and you're, you know, far enough away from somebody. But this idea that you social distance and mask is just, it just seems bizarre to me. It's a belt.
Well, wasn't the whole point is have the mask if you're going to be within 6 feet for at least 10 minutes? And then when you distance everybody well over 6 feet and there's nobody around them for hours, wait, really?
Have you seen the Joe Biden one? Joe Biden's got if you could show a drive-in movie on his mask. I'd be like, what in the world?
I want a mask that just says happy now. Well, yeah, I want one of those.
My favorite mask is the Trump 2020 mask I have because then, you know, if everybody wore a Trump 2020 mask, everybody who wanted you to wear a mask would go away. Right away, it'd be gone. You know, if that's all you could get was Trump 2020 mask, it'd be like, don't wear a mask! Don't!
Do you dare me to put on my new Trump 2020 shirt and walk on Lake Street with no mask on?
Yeah, you got a beautiful shirt. Somebody dropped that off for Todd today. How about that?
He says, somebody's at your car. I'm like, what? The friend
got a cowboy. I will dare you to do that.
Got a cowboy on a horse. Really? On a Trump 2020 shirt. It's very, very nice. We are brought to you today by PetroServe USA. If you're hungry, I have a place for you to go. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. How about pulled pork sandwiches? West Main Avenue, West Fargo. How about 12th Avenue, Fargo location? Chicken, bacon, ranch sandwich. How about Valley City, exit 292, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine? All of those lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. PetroServeUSA.com for more info. Don't forget all their locations, the 4 for $4 deal, the pizza, the two awesome fresh-baked cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. Coffee, pop, you decide. Four items, $4, PetroServeUSA. In Harwood today, let's see if Senator Kevin Cramer can answer this very challenging question. Two sloppy joes and chips today at the Harwood location north of Fargo and I-29. What's another term in North Dakota for sloppy joes, Senator Cramer?
another term in North Dakota for sloppy joes? I don't just call them barbecues, I guess.
Barbecues is one.
That was my guess,
yeah. The one that I think everybody overlooks, and it's the best, is Slush Burger. Slush Burger. If you're from Powers Lake, you don't say sloppy joe, you say Slush Burger. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That wasn't a,
why not?
That wasn't a kindred thing?
No.
No?
No, it wasn't. You know, we're pretty basic in kindred.
the old barbecue, the old sloppy joe.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, now, you have to remember, when I was growing up in kindred, they still spoke Norwegian up at the post office. And the Catholics had to use a Methodist church, so they did let them build a new one, however, and later in later years on the edge of town.
Isn't that beautiful? That's the best of Americana right there. I love it.
And we all got along somehow.
Yeah,
go figure. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine that.
Yeah, exactly right. From that humble beginning in Kindred, North Dakota, to a member of the most esteemed body on the planet, the United States Senate, that's saying something. So
I wouldn't do a survey on how esteemed the Senate is, but at least I'm there.
Yeah, well, you're there trying to, you know, reform it a little bit every day, right?
Improve it.
Yeah.
Do my part, yeah.
Speaking of sloppy joes, I thought we should start with a sloppy regurgitation of the Green New Deal. I loved your quote.
Oh, no.
The Democratic Party put out this Unity Task Force. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, AOC is on it, and they unveiled their climate plan. And you said the Democratic Party's Unity Task Force is sending a not-so-subtle message that Joe Biden will let far-left environmental extremists control U.S. energy policy if he becomes president. The plan they unveiled is a sloppy regurgitation of the Green New Deal filled with similarly unattainable goals, dangerous policies, and a dependence on unreliable sources of energy. Implementing these proposals would hurt the pocketbooks of hardworking American families and make America less safe. One paragraph, two sentences, whatever it is, perfect. I mean, it says it all you need to know about the left and their policies. I just hope people digest it. My question for you is, Joe Biden was asked yesterday, so you're going to ban fracking? No, we won't ban fracking. Do you believe him?
I don't believe him, because remember, they don't have to ban fracking if they shut down all the pipelines. See, they have these, they find these vulnerabilities in law and rules, their lawsuits to certain courts and certain judges, and so you end up with a whack job in Montana that issues a national moratorium on certain things. You find a liberal in Washington D.C. and you file cases in the D.C. district or appeal into the D.C. circuit, which of course is imbalanced to the left, because as I like to remind people, when I was a freshman member of the House of Representatives in North Dakota, I had a brand new freshman United States Senator in the Democratic majority, Harry Reid, decided to spend the Christmas holiday packing the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, and he changed the rules. Interestingly, a lot of Democrats like to complain about the rule change in the Senate that led to a 50-vote majority rather than a 60-vote majority to confirm judges. Well, that all started with Harry Reid and Barack Obama packing the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals just for days like this, when you'd have all these lawsuits against the federal government, and they would be, of course, appealed to the D.C. Circuit, which arguably is the most important court in the land, because most cases don't get past the D.C. Circuit. They don't generally get to the Supreme Court. And the precedent is often set at the D.C. Circuit. And so that's the price that we pay, Scotty. So, yeah, he doesn't have to ban fracking. He just has to ban pipelines and the movement of oil. And, shut down the industry that way, and the capital will, the financial capital will follow the cheap investment, the easy investment to places like Nigeria and Saudi Arabia and Russia and Venezuela, and won't that be great for America?
And, of course, we're seeing just this week the Green New Deal and this new alliance play out, and using the courts to shut down infrastructure with what they're doing with the Dakota Access Pipeline. I want to talk to you about that, but I've got some calls that have been waiting a while here. Let's get Caleb and Tioga in. Caleb, Senator Kevin Cramer's here for the Talk Radio Town Hall all hour long. Your questions are welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, great. Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to congratulate you guys on the good job you are doing for North Dakota and standing up for us and just pretty much speaking for the people. And I'm not really sure.
Yeah, thanks for saying that.
Hey, do you know much about the Amish?
Do I know much about them? Well, they make great furniture, and they live a very humble lifestyle, but I don't know a lot about them, though, beyond that.
Well, see, I've been thinking, they shun people. I was wondering if you guys had the legal ability to, shun Heidi and Joel Heidkamp from North Dakota.
Well,
and, if you guys need help, sign me up.
Well, that's pretty much taking care of itself. I don't know that we need to.
It kind of has. They've shunned North Dakota. The thing is, though, I have to admit, I was on Joel's show to talk about the DAPL issue the early part of this week already. So I think that was Monday or Tuesday. I forget.
You've done your part. Caleb, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Sherry and Bismarck, when we come back, call us. 800-228-0550.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Are you looking to upgrade your job status? Blattner Energy is hosting a job fair in Powers Lake, North Dakota on Wednesday, July 15th. They are looking for safety-conscious personnel with experience or interest in the following positions: equipment operators like grader, dozer, and scraper drivers, and general labor for concrete and general construction. If interested, you are encouraged to stop by the Legion Hall in Powers Lake from noon to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, July 15th. Jobs will be for a wind construction project in the Columbus, North Dakota area. Remember, the job fair is Wednesday, July 15th from noon to 8 p.m. at the Legion Hall in Powers Lake. If you are unable to attend the job fair or would like to apply prior to the job fair, please visit their website at blattnerenergy.com. All job offers are contingent upon receiving a negative drug and alcohol test result and a satisfactory physical examination. Field employees are subject to random drug testing, criminal background checks, and some may require a valid driver's license with an acceptable motor vehicle record. Blattner Energy is an equal opportunity employer.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It is summertime. You know, COVID robbed us of a little bit of summer, but what we have now, we got to just use to the max as long as we can. Schools will be reopened, we hope, pretty soon. Memo to superintendents, open the schools, would you? You're getting paid the big bucks, open the schools. It's my memo to the superintendents, to the school boards. They work for you. You hire them. You pay them the big salaries. Make decisions. Get it open. Be smart. Protect it. But it's time. Before, between now and when those schools do reopen, I want to use my beach blanket for my pillow. I want to use the beach towels. Man, great colors. Most importantly, they have the 100% Giza Egyptian cotton in them. So they're very soft. They're very durable. They actually soak up the water. So this is perfect. Machine washable, dryable. Right now, the beach blankets, big 40 by 78 beach blanket, or the towels, 30 by 70, are priced right, like 40 to 25 and 30 to 19, if you use the promo code Scott. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, or call 800-506-9028. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions or comments, welcome today on the program. Texter says, Senator Cramer sounds like he's a bit tired this morning. With all he's been dealing with, I can certainly understand that. Keep up the great work. Let's get this DAPL thing behind us. Thanks for all you do, Senator.
It's funny that they would notice that, because I do feel a little tired. Also, though, I'll tell you one of the disadvantages this morning is I am not in my office, so I'm not on a hard line, which always makes a big difference, too, in how the audio works out. But it's interesting, too, my throat, my voice is tired. And, Scott, the reason my voice is tired, first of all, I get a tired voice, as you know, as well as anybody. But this week, I have talked more, probably, than I have in a very long time because of what happened in the D.C. Court this week, doing a lot of radio, a lot of national stuff, a lot of podcasts, even answering questions about what's gone on and what, you know, what the future looks like. So so I appreciate the notice, and I'm hoping maybe I could have a day off tomorrow. We'll see.
I thought it was maybe all that shouting at Abel's soccer games last night.
Well, there's that, too. But I'm a very calm soccer dad.
Are you?
A soccer referee, and I just sort of watch and enjoy.
Very good. Let's go to Sherry here in Bismarck, and then I'll come back on the DAPL question, because sure, it is a big one for us today. Sherry, go ahead. You're next for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Good morning, Senator Cramer.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. I'm calling because I have a complaint about, you know, this mass testing that we do at the Capitol, mm-hmm, and down at the Civic Center, and the reason I have a complaint is we were in direct contact with somebody in town in Bismarck that had been tested positive for COVID, and we did the right thing. When we found out, we stayed home. I work for one of the retail companies here in town. My husband works for a manufacturing company here in town. So we decided to stay home. We went to the Capitol on Monday and got tested. I contacted the health department because we need to have letters to get back to work.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. And we got a result this morning, but we can't get letters to get back to work.
Okay, so I presume your results were negative, of course, right?
Yes.
And so you're supposed to get documentation then that allows you to go back to work and prove that you tested negative in the last however many hours. Is that the deal?
Right. We were tested on Monday to show that we were tested and that results were negative. And I mean, God bless Blue Cross Blue Shield out in Fargo. They're volunteering to call people.
Sure.
But I had called the Department of Health and asked them how to get a letter. I had talked to people in the parking lot, you know, to the guard. And nobody knew how to get that. And this morning, everybody passed the buck for an hour and a half. And I finally found out through the state lab that you had to do this online.
Okay, so a couple of things. I'm sorry to have to do this to you, but I'm going to pass the buck, too, because this is really out of my jurisdiction, obviously. This is a state issue. In fact, I'm learning about it for the first time from you, that there's this this process that works this way. I am a little surprised, I have to say, It doesn't seem that complicated to be able to provide documentation to somebody who's had a test, like immediately provide that information. I suspect, and maybe you can walk through this with me, but when you did the testing, did you not provide them, like, an address, an email address or something that they could send as confirmation?
I don't have email. I don't have online access.
Okay,
and,
sure.
I gave them my address. And
sure.
I talked to people in Fargo. You can request that letter, but they are so far behind that it's going to take days. And
oh, my goodness. Okay.
And I talked to the state lab, and the state lab here in Bismarck said they were aware of the problem. They've had quite a few issues about this. I have a call into the governor's office about it now.
Yeah, I was going to say that's maybe where you want to go, because it sounds like it touches a few folks there, and they can maybe track some things down as well. So they have they're aware of the situation, or you just have a telephone number and waiting for a call back? Why don't you do this, Sherry? I'll put you on hold. We'll get your telephone number, and we will get that to the governor's office, and then have them call you. So just tell Daniel when he picks up that your telephone number and your name, and we'll have someone call you. Okay? Makes the most sense, I think, doesn't it, Kevin?
Well, it does. Except she needs a document that allows her to go back to work, and obviously the phone call would tell her how to get that. But I just can't believe that somebody can't scratch a signature on a form that says Sherry passed the test.
Yeah.
She's negative.
Yep.
She can go to work.
Put it in the mail send it to her.
Run down and pick it up. It just doesn't seem like in this day and age that should be that big of a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I normally would say, hey, let's go to the Department of Health or where else, but I think that's that requires the governor and the governor's office to say, hey, what's happening here? Let's see, about 45 seconds, so let me get a text question in. Question for Senator Kramer. With everything being canceled or delayed due to COVID-19, has the election this fall being looked at to be delayed or rescheduled? Because I don't think all this mail-in ballots are safe and can seriously hurt our election process.
Well, I hate the idea of all this mail-in balloting, frankly. But we've been on that slope for a long time. We've sort of convinced ourselves that making voting easier by vote by mail and expanding and extending the election day is somehow better. The reality is we've created, I'm sorry to say this, but I think we've created some lazy democracy. Now we have this perfect excuse for us to conduct vote by mail as opposed to actually voting on election day. And it's problematic for a number of reasons, not the least of which is the lack of security in it. And we've seen that right here in North Dakota in a big way in this last go around. So, I don't know if the question is as serious as much as it is making a point, but it is interesting how the government compliance has become so accepted. And by that, I mean,
great point.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Is your driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete.
At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got the solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking from Precision Concrete Cutters, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is heading south at this hour for U.S. Southern Command in Florida, where he'll be given a briefing on the counter-narcotics operation in the Caribbean. Director of the National Drug Control Policy, Jim Carroll, says there's been a surge in illegal activity ever since the coronavirus pandemic began.
The problem is these traffickers, you know, they're heartless people. And, you know, they saw this pandemic as a way, you know, to push these drugs in. That's why the president started the surge when he did in the middle of this pandemic, because he saw what was happening.
Speaking with reporters as he left the White House for the trip, President Trump accused former Vice President Joe Biden of plagiarizing him with his new Buy American economic plan. The president saying that Biden could never pull it off. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Self-Reliance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Diesel engine running for you. Is it at peak performance? Have you had it maintained lately? And you know, there's other parts of your vehicle need to operate at top efficiency as well. The folks at DAC Diesel can help you keep informed about what needs to be done before it gets really expensive. Trust them for thorough and reliable maintenance services. Reach out now to prevent major problems with your diesel vehicle down the road. Don't wait for it to break down, then it really costs. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, anything diesel. They're in Bismarck, but servicing trucks from all over. DACDiesel.com or call 701-258-5011. Ask for CJ. Tell him Scott sent you. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. Constitutionally, we don't have to worry about an election being postponed, right? I mean, that's I realize the Constitution doesn't mean as much as it should to a good chunk of the USA these days, but that's our best protection against an election being postponed, isn't it, Senator?
For sure. And I just can't imagine postponing an election. I think the point, though, is pretty obvious, and that is it's interesting how the government can postpone everything else, cancel everything else, basically force people to cancel everything else. Now you've got the Democrats upset with Donald Trump because he wants kids to go back to school in the fall. I mean, if that doesn't tell you the level of depravity of the Democratic Party in America today, the fact that they're against already kids going to school in the fall, and they're critical of a president who wants kids to go back to school. Who thought we'd ever sink to this level? I think that, you know, the point that I take from the, from that particular listener is that, how would the Democrats crow if the government tried to postpone the election? They want to postpone everything else and your involvement in everything else, but they'd go berserk at that notion, and obviously that's not going to happen.
Speaking of the schools being reopened, who should decide that?
I think those are local decisions, in consultation with their school boards, in consultation with, I suppose, the state to some degree, because states are increasingly socializing the cost of local education, and that's a philosophical decision at a state level. And of course, the federal government has some role because the federal government is increasingly funding local education, and that's a slippery slope that local school districts probably are regretting some days. But all that said, I do think it's a local decision. The problem is, the president has a right to his opinion and his encouragement and the guidance. And, he's absolutely right. We ought to get every kid back to school in a safe and responsible way, because once again, going back to the term that he coined, early on, the cure cannot be worse than the disease. And we're living at a time now where that's, I think, proven to be the case, that you know, the cure is becoming worse than the disease. And so we have a lot of testing in this country, far, far much more testing than any other country. And so we have high numbers. And most people that have been tested and tested positive would have no idea that they had anything had they not taken a test. And somehow all of that data gets used against the reopening of our economy and our schools and our institutions, instead of being used as a, you know, as data that demonstrates that the vast majority of people that get COVID-19 don't even know they have it.
Let's take some calls here. Gary Jamestown, next up for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yes, in regards to Dakota Access Pipeline, I don't know why these Dakota Access Pipeline people, they just simply ignore that judge, keep pumping oil, keep pumping oil. If the judge gets mad, then just tell that judge, well, why don't you just get up off your bench, come out here in your black robe to the pipeline, and figure out how to shut it down yourself. Hopefully without spilling 10,000 gallons or 10,000 barrels of crude oil. And just tell them to go pound sand. Ignore them.
Well, I think there's a temptation to do exactly that. The problem is there's a process for defying a judge, and that is an appeal. Hopefully we can be successful in that, but there is an increasing activism in our courts. There's no question about that. And that's why the 40 circuit judges that Donald Trump has nominated, that the Senate has confirmed, to the point where there's not a single vacancy in an appellate court right now, for the first time in over something like over 40 years, there's no vacancy. But that is the process for correction, and but there's nothing certain about that. And even the Supreme Court is questionable, quite honestly, you guys. The Supreme Court issued an order yesterday, earlier this week, 5-4 against the state and against the state of Oklahoma.
And by the way, that ruling is like breathtakingly stupid. I mean, that's basically saying. The Oklahoma, you know, you're now one half the size you were before this ruling, isn't it?
Well, that's a Neil Gorsuch special, though, Scott. And he, you know, he wrote the majority opinion, and it's a 5-4 decision, and he's Donald Trump's nominee. So, it's a pretty broad sweeping.
When is the next shoe going to drop? Because do you remember during the whole Dakota Access Pipeline, the whole idea was, hey, that you're on treaty land. This is our land. This is not your land. I mean, they were claiming, land based on some treaty many years ago. Same thing that happened there. So I mean, that has some precedent concerns too, doesn't it?
Well, it may. I mean, I think most scholars are going to say that particular case is very specific and isn't necessarily relevant to any other cases. So we'll see. But there is nonetheless a trend there that could set us back a long ways.
Sorry, Gary, you had one more question?
This environmental impact statement, I mean, does it have to be done for the entire length of the pipeline? What are 1,000-plus miles? Couldn't it just be work out an agreement? We're just going to do an environmental impact statement where it crosses the Missouri River, save a lot of time, get this thing done, and get that oil moving in there again.
So important points. He's really raising the right on point here, Scott. So, Gary, there are a couple of issues. The first issue is the issue you just talked about, the environmental impact statement versus the EA, or the environmental assessment. Remember, it was under the Obama administration that the Corps of Engineers concluded that an environmental assessment was adequate for this crossing. And the reason they determined it was adequate was because it is adequate. It's what is done in all of these cases. This is not a complicated river crossing. It's rather standard. In fact, that the same pipeline crosses the same river north of in the northern part of the river in North Dakota. So it's not that unusual. And this same judge, now listen, this is really important historical stuff. This same judge on October 11th in 2017, nearly 3 years ago, issued an order on this very same topic, and he concluded then that the pipeline could, first of all, remain in operation, and said that the Corps had largely complied with NEPA's requirements with this EA. And the case at that time was the Corps, or the Corps and the company wanted to continue operating the pipeline while they added a supplemental. So they're actually expanding the EA. Well, then when he received some criticism for considering or his orders saying that they were shortcutting the NEPA process, NEPA is the overriding regulation, the National Environmental Protection Act. He said that the lengthy procedural history of this case shows, moreover, there has been nothing hasty about the Corps' decision making thus far. So at that point, 3 years ago, he was all on board with an EA. He was all on board with keeping the pipeline operating, and now he's saying, no, you need a full-blown EIS on the whole pipeline, and by the way, you have to shut down the pipeline and empty the oil, which is beyond his scope. And I do think, Gary, this, that I don't want to prejudge anything. I'm not hearing the case for anybody. But at the very least, it seems to me that on appeal, they ought to allow the company to continue to operate the line. They ought to, and by the way, that a line that's been operating successfully, safely, securely, environmentally soundly for 3 years, while they either conduct the whole full-blown EIS or appeal the decision to even have to do a complete EIS. And by the way, here's the other factor. It's not the company that's at fault here. It's the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. It's their rule. It's their permit that is being litigated here, not the, not the operation of the pipeline or the company.
Appreciate your call, Gary. Thanks so much. Others waiting. I don't know that it's possible to overstate the impact of this one decision, one judge, in saying this is going to shut down. I mean, the ripple effect's amazing. There might not be enough money to fund the diversion in Fargo, right? And now,
that's exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, some people will be okay with that, but I'm saying right now it's the majority view and people want to have that happen. I'm saying how many other things won't happen? So this is the big one in my mind. The oil industry was just right now to the point where they're okay, good. Look, we can go in, we can go to our lenders, we can go back, we can invest, we can drill. Oil's at $40. Let's find the drill spots that have the best return. That all stopped. Who in their right mind is going to lend anybody to money to they pull a product out of the ground that you can't get into a pipeline because the cost goes up and you've got to put it on rail.
So, Scott, to your point, this is all about investment. This is all about where investment in the oil industry is going to take place. And remember, you're already fighting a lower price. We are fighting the Saudis and Russians and their oversupply. Remember that whole thing? We had to fight that one off. We did that successfully. The industry is just coming back to that $40 mark where it's sort of hanging in there, and that has prompted some additional investment. People are looking. And remember that North Dakota and the Bakken, as rich as that field is, as successful as it is, we are in the center of the North American continent. At $40 WTI price does not mean $40 in Bakken. It means that maybe the lower to mid-30s at best in the Bakken because of the transportation discount. Now, you take away over 500,000 barrels of production a day on a very efficient pipeline, and you put that on rail cars, for example, that adds another $10 to the cost, which makes it very difficult for investors to continue to invest here. So guess what? That means they go to Texas, Oklahoma, Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Venezuela, Russia, probably not Venezuela, but Russia. They're gonna have to look for places where it's cheaper to produce and transport, and literally, it'll be cheaper to bring oil from Saudi Arabia than to produce oil in North Dakota. And that has very serious long-term ramifications, not just to the revenue picture for the North Dakota government and funding for education and, you're right, diversions and roads and social services, which we're going to need a lot more of when there aren't as many jobs, by the way, social services. But it also is detrimental to America's national security. We have become largely economically secure because of oil development in this country, and now all of that's at risk because of one activist judge in Washington, D.C.
I want to know when we come back what you think the best remedy here is. One, obviously, a win in court as it's being appealed. Would it be possible for Standing Rock to say, okay, proceed with the EIS, but don't shut the pipeline down? You're going to harm MHA Nation, one of our fellow tribes in the state, and maybe the Justice Department as the other. We'll talk about it coming up.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right?
Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research on about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with the splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC, the Red, White, and You sale going on right now, where you can shop one of the largest pre-owned inventories in the area with new shipments and fresh trades arriving daily. You're sure to find the vehicle to fit your lifestyle. Enclaves, Acadias, Yukon, Silverados, Equinoxes, whatever the plural is there, Malibus and Cruises, some with very low miles and payments as low as $199 a month and all with our lifetime warranty. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Back on the What's On Your Mind with Senator Kevin Cramer here today. Last reminder for you to send in your videos. Now, they need to be a selfie video. We want to see you, and we want you to tell us what you love about Teddy Roosevelt and what you love about the idea of the Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library, one of 19 such presidential libraries in the entire world, being in North Dakota, in Medora, in Theodore Roosevelt National Park, the park named in his honor, first of its kind. Pretty cool. So just, hey, here's what I love about Teddy Roosevelt. Here's what I love about the park being right here in the Presidential Library and what it'll bring to North Dakota. Send us that video, and any of those that I get before noon today. Okay, you got some time to think up how you want to do this. Get them in before noon today. I'm going to call you after I receive them and say, hey, what do you want? Teddy Roosevelt, thanks you for your fine video. We'd love to give you some Medora passes for the Bully Pulpit Golf Course. Two people can golf or four people can go to the Medora Musical. Your choice. So get them in. 701-367-2054 or email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. Fun project. Okay, so one appeal, real quickly. Chances of the Dakota Access Pipeline, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, winning on an appeal.
Well, it depends. At the D.C. Circuit level, I'd say it's 50-50, just because of the judge packing that took place there in 2013. You have to draw the right three judge panel to get two of the smart ones, and that's not necessarily easy, but I'd say it's 50-50 there, especially if we just get a stay on the order not allowing the pipeline to operate. That gives us some breathing room from there. And that could happen fairly soon compared to, say, if it goes to the Supreme Court, that could take a very long time. And we don't have time, so we'll see.
Second thing, mm-hmm. What about the idea of government-to-government relations, right? I mean, like, obviously, the state is, state government, and you've got Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, you've got another sovereign entity in the Mandan, MHA Nation as well. Would you think, government to government, federal, state, tribal, sitting down saying, how do we figure this out? Would it have any chance at all of allowing Standing Rock to say, well, we hear you, we don't want to hurt MHA Nation, we'll keep the pipeline going, we'll petition the court to undo that. Could that happen? Would that happen?
I think it could do that. The question is, remember, the lawsuit is filed on behalf of Standing Rock, but it's filed by a group called Earth of Justice, which is a crazy radical left-wing environmental group. And so they've sort of co-opted this away from Standing Rock. If this Standing Rock tribe was, say got another lawyer or something and they wanted to enter into negotiations, I suppose that would be possible and doable, and I would recommend it highly if that could get done. There are a number of us talking, and we'll see what happens. That would be obviously a reasonable route to go. And I know that the leadership at Standing Rock is a very reasonable. Mike Faith, the chairman, he's a top drawer guy. I mean, he really is. He's a great guy, and he's a smart guy. And obviously, Mark Fox, the chairman up at MHA, is a bright, smart lawyer and leader. But they have a whole host of issues as well that everybody has to consider. I'd sure love to be part of a discussion like that.
We have 2 minutes left and six folks that are stacked up waiting to talk to you. So I don't know how we're going to do this, but I'm going to try. So that'll require, a real quick question and a real quick answer, okay? Let's do this. Michael and Tioga for Senator Kramer. Go.
Senator Kramer, has anyone thought about the fact that there are some people that in the very near future, 2, 3, 4 years, will be applying for Social Security that are working and have taken a severe cut in pay? Is there any exception to being penalized by Social Security for spending months or possibly longer with a cut in pay that you couldn't avoid, but you managed to keep your business afloat?
Yeah, you mean like in terms of your benefits down the road? I don't know. That's a great point. Let me look into that. And if not, we certainly have to make it part of the discussion, especially as we prepare for one more, if possible, CARES Act type of a package to put in a policy that protects that. That makes great sense.
Rod Bismarck, go.
Well, it just seems to me that it's always, I want, I need. We have a governor, we have the North Dakota delegation that tries their best to work with our tribes, and what do we get? Nothing. They always want and want, but they don't give back. So I think maybe just put a roadblock on 1806 and let them stay there until they feel it. Like we'll feel it when we can't get the oil through and the prices go to pieces.
I'm going to piggyback on Rod's comment where the text says Standing Rocks, who have repeatedly sided with physical and economic terrorists, it's time to label them as such and remove them from all state-level decisions. So these are the kind of emotions that come up with situations like this. People saying, well, where, when is it and where is it two-way? You would say what, Senator?
I think it's way too early to abandon diplomacy with our, remember, these are our citizens. They are first Americans. They're an important part of our communities, and I'd rather be committed to diplomacy for now.
Rod, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Paul, we'll leave you with a greeting for Senator Kramer. Real quick, go ahead.
Is that me?
It is. I said you have time for a quick greeting.
Yeah, water is life. So is gas and oil. Keep the oil flowing.
Water is life.
All liquids matter. And Todd, plural form of equinoxes. Equinoxes or equinox.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland PACE is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Time to go to the mailbag for Jim, the flagpole guy. What you got, Jim?
Oh, Scott, Bill and Kayla from Wheaton, hey, you told me to send pics of the flag you did for us. I hope to send more when the garden around it becomes established. We love it and get compliments all the time, Bill and Kayla. Isn't that cool, Scott?
That is cool. Thanks, folks, for flying the flag, standing up for America, showing your patriotism. Jim's got a great display waiting for you. Call him at 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.